Sure. So we had to do a couple of things with the fares so we could get appropriate tracking for internal purposes, like business planning and things like that. So if it's a Medicaid trip, it will automatically do the 10 cents a mile, like our regional trips are. But we all know that a Medicaid trip is free to the passenger, and we bill that through Medicaid. So in that case, it would not apply if the fare type was listed as a safe ride or a well ride. Another thing that can happen with that Medivan, it should look free to the passenger, but in the background, we're running that 10 cents a mile as well. So then we can track, are we truly receiving adequate funds from our funding partners? So that's why you guys are still seeing that. We are working on making it clearer for you guys, but we're not quite there yet. So if you know a fare is supposed to be one thing, but it's saying a different thing, we trust you guys to make that decision, just kind of like what Chris did this morning. We trust you guys to make that decision. And then if there's anything weird that you are not comfortable with, call in. If no one's available, do the best you can, and we'll talk through it when you get back in.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
I was told we can either round up or round down.
Correct. So if it's a trip from, like, Abilene to Salina, and it should be that 10 cents a mile, use appropriate rounding mechanisms, yay math, and round to that appropriate flat dollar rate. So a $2.30 ride from, like, the Abilene area to Salina would be a $2 trip. If it's $2.65, it would be a $3 trip.
How do you change it, though? All I do just hit complete pickup.
Yep. So you just have the appropriate conversation with the passenger, collect what you know to be true, and then nothing changes in the spare app. You just click complete.
Okay, copy that.
This is Durango, so we're going to, if it says $2.13, we're going to round down to $2. If it says $2.49, we're going to round down. $2.50, you round up. Anything past $2.50, is that correct, Trell?
Yes, I had another conversation going, the parts that I heard, absolutely.
So they give you the $2 ticket plus change, right?
So we're not collecting cents, so it should just be a flat dollar or a coupon equivalent. So if a fare is $2.30 regionally, they should just give you $2. Don't worry about the dimes and nickels.
Oh, okay. Copy that.
So quick question. If it is a $2 fare, what do we change on the app if they give us one coupon and $1 bill?
Chris, there is a space where it says coupon and money or cash.
I think when everything I've seen so far, it's automatically showing like you would collect cash. And right next to that, it's black letters on a white square. And it also says change on there, so you tap change, and it'll show you a drop-down menu where you can use coupons, token transit, check, or whatever. I'm not sure about check, but definitely token transit and coupons, or coupon and cash.
As far as the check, they told me Monday it goes under cash.